Cooperstown, New York is home to a great and long-lasting myth. It is said to be the home of baseball. It is also now the actual home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Although it is a small town, it attracts thousands of visitors a year. But baseball was not really invented in Cooperstown or any other town, large or small. It was, like so many other human creations, something developed in stages by many people.Often without any direct connection to each other. The story of how baseball originated in Cooperstown was the invention of A.G. Spaulding, baseball's first great pitcher in his early years, and later the founder of a sporting goods company that still bears his name. Spaulding created a committee, made up mainly of friends of his in business and politics, to clarify the origin of baseball.The idea from the start seems to have been to show how baseball was an American sport, born in an idealized American countryside. Based on very questionable evidence supplied by Spaulding, the committee declared that the sport was created in Cooperstown in 1839 by an army officer named Abner Doubleday, who was a hero of the American Civil War.The sole evidence supporting the conclusion was a letter from a man named Abner Graves, describing how Doubleday had interrupted a game of marbles behind a tailor shop in Cooperstown to draw a diagram of a baseball field, explain the rules, and introduce the name baseball, then spelled as two words. However, research since then has shown that Doubleday was not only nowhere near Cooperstown at the time that he was supposed to have invented baseball,but also apparently had no connection with the sport at all. Then why was he chosen as the inventor? Spaulding's main interest seems to have been promoting the sport in order to promote his own business, and having a Civil War hero named as the inventor appealed to the patriotic feelings of sports lovers. Also, the chairman of the committee had been a close friend of Doubleday's. The best explanation of the real origin of baseball...was that it evolved from the British stick-and-ball game of rounders. There were a number of such games played in America before the time when Doubleday was supposed to have invented baseball. The American who probably had the most to do with giving the games a more formal structure was Alexander J. Cartwright, who made a game similar to baseball in 1840, complete with official rules and field diagrams. But it cannot be said that even he invented the game.However, while sports historians cannot really name one inventor of baseball, the image of Doubleday inventing the game in a pleasant small town remains popular, and Cooperstown is still widely considered the home of baseball.